I don't know how you agree with this. For me, Donegal's best performance this year so far was at Celtic Park against Derry. You conceded a goal and a point in the first 2 minutes and looked to be in trouble. But that seemed to spark Donegal into a style of play and football that we hadn't seen from them. I mean, I was excited watching that game, Jim, as a supporter rather than as a commentator that night, that the way Donegal approached that game and the way they played and the scores that they took. Some people might say the shackles were taken off through need that particular night because it looked as if you could be on the end of a bit of a hammering in the first half. Mm. Can you let the shackles off in Clonus and let your midfield and your forwards, and few people would argue with some of the best forwards in the country, really take Derry on in that area? Because you play a certain way, and the criticism of it is at times there's not enough people forward when you've got the ball.
Mm. Well, for me, the best performance would have been up in Navan because it was never in doubt that we were going to lose the game.
That was a good performance too, yeah.
And it was a good performance as well, and they played, you know, very, very well on the day, you know, and I suppose I remember going in at half-time that day, and I said that to the boys last Monday night, you know, remember going in at half-time in that game, and we'd been working on a number of things during the week, and then all the things we were working on, they had ticked all the boxes, and you're going in at half-time, and you're
looking at it from a scientific point of view then rather than a supporter.
I suppose just from a coaching point of view and a management point of view, you know, the things that we were working on, you know, they were able to execute every one of them. I suppose sometimes you like to have one or two things that you can say, hang on a second, boys, you're not, you know, you didn't get that right there, and kind of guide them for the second half. So there was definitely a few things at halftime in Celtic Park that we could have worked on, let's put it like that. But so it was a more complete performance probably up in Navan, with less pressure attached to it. But no, I mean, when we did concede the 1-1 very, very early in the game, you know, and it's possibly something that Derry might try and do again, is try and bombard early ball against us in the Ulster final, you know, with big men. But they definitely clicked into gear, you know, and they showed a lot of courage, I suppose, you know, particularly our fullbacks and our halfbacks to get up the field and the way they took the game to them. And there was a very strong, I suppose, a significant breeze, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
In the first half, and we were playing against it, and we did manage to score 1-11 against it, you know. Mm. And I don't think we would have got close to that other than we did really go at them, and I suppose our running game was strong, and then they mixed that with good quality ball into the inside players who were showing well as well, and it was a really, really good game, and I would be expecting, you know, something similar in relation to the intensity and in relation to the never say die from Derry as well in the final. You know, Derry's not going to roll over in the Ulster final at any stage, and that's a given, you know, and they're going to be very, very difficult opposition, and it's not going to be over until the very last minute, and we're hoping that we can be as competitive as well, and if we can be, we've always got a chance, and I've always said that, Charlie, the key thing is to be competitive, and if you're competitive, you've got a chance, and if you've got a chance, then you have a chance to express yourself. And I suppose the first half, the last day, we weren't competitive, and we nearly paid the ultimate price. We could have been 10 or 11 points down. When we did become competitive then, we started to get a stranglehold on it, and what you'd be hoping for is, you'd be hoping that you can be competitive early in the game, you can start to control the game on your terms early in the game, and you can start to impose your game plan on the game, and build from there, you know, rather than trying to react to the opposition, you know, and that's going to be the challenge for our boys. And we haven't started well in a number of games, you know, there's only a few games really this season we haven't started well, and we definitely have to try and address that without putting too much pressure on them. You know, if we don't get a good start, we don't get a good start, but we would like a good start, you know, to I suppose be positive from the off, and rather than clawing things back all the time and trying to push forward from there, maybe try and go 4 or 5 points up in a game and build from there and see where that can take us, you know. But every game's different, and you know, we're 1-1 down in 2 or 3 minutes against Derry, and you know, that's just football. You have to deal with it and then move on, you know.
Absolutely. You haven't started well, but you haven't conceded goals, which has probably been the key thing in terms of not starting well, because sometimes you can start poorly and concede a couple of goals, and then it's really a chasing match. But that hasn't happened in the Championship. Derry have shown they're capable of scoring goals. I mean, they definitely have the firepower there, Jim, and they'll be as hungry as Donegal are for all the reasons that we've mentioned earlier on. And could I suggest, and I mean this is a cliche, the first 20 minutes of this game is going to be a really key period in the game, whatever happens after that.
I would agree, I suppose, to a certain extent. You know, I think that we've shown throughout the year that the game is over 70, you know, and it is a very important period in the game, and you get a good start in Ulster final, confidence starts to move from there. It's the same for them, so you don't want to give them that. But at the same time, I'd be confident in our fellas' ability to absorb pressure in the first 20 minutes if we don't get a good start as well, and still find a way back. And they've worked very, very hard all year. They've trained very hard all year. They've put an awful lot of effort and commitment and sacrifice into it. So if we don't get a good start, we're not going to drop our heads, I hope, anyway, and we'll continue to fight and battle away. And, you know, as long as we can get the result at the end of the day, that'll be the most important. But it definitely is an important part in the game. And if we can get a foothold early in the game, we'll be delighted, you know. And, you know, Dermot Malloy has done really well off the bench. He's, you know, a really top player. Paddy McBearty's come in and he's improving. He's just finding his feet, Charlie.
Yeah, of course. And 17, he's...
And training, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And you've Michael there, you've Colm there, you know, and we have good forwards, you know. And if we can really work hard around the middle of the park and be competitive and get the supply into them boys, then, you know, we'd be hopeful that we can find a way, you know, I suppose, to get the result at the end of the 70 minutes. But it's a huge, huge challenge for us, but I know for a fact that it's one now that the boys are starting to, I suppose, hone in on and focus on, and hopefully they can do themselves justice.
Yeah. I watched the Munster final, Kerry and Cork, game of two halves, as Pat Spillan described it. But it seemed to me that Cork weren't that worried about losing, because they know that the back door's there for them, and there's Kerry going to a quarter final. Cork are only one game away from a quarter final and they have to wait to see who they play. Is there any danger of that mindset in the Donegal camp at the moment? Right, even if we lose the Ulster final, we're still in the All-Ireland series. Or does it mean so much, Jim, that we haven't won one since 1992, and you were very much at the heart of that as part of that squad, that the gap's been too long? And to move us forward, winning the Ulster final is very important.
Well, for us at the military, there is no All-Ireland quarter-final. That's where we're at. There is no All-Ireland quarter-final for us. Or backdoor game before the All-Ireland quarter-final. That's just not on our radar. Too much has gone into this, and too many sacrifices have been made, and the players have worked so hard. You know, I personally feel that they deserve to take this title home, but they're going to have to earn it. And anything other than that will be huge disappointment for this group of players, and it's the only thing we're focusing on. And we just hope now that they have the courage to go out and lay all the work that they've done, all the hard runs, all the training, all the gym work, that they can gather all that information and put it into their mind and say, you know, this is mine and I deserve this, and take that mentality to the game and drive forward for 70 minutes and take the cup home, you know. I personally would consider the Ulster final and winning that Ulster final as close to winning the All-Ireland. I don't see a lot of difference between it. People might find that strange, you know, but maybe that's because I was involved in 92 and then the pain of the subsequent losses, you know. But for me, if we want to progress as a group of players, this is key for us. We've manufactured this situation now, Charlie, and it's an opportunity. And it's an opportunity to win the Ulster Championship, because if we won the Ulster Championship and move forward to Croke Park for the quarter final, then we're going there as Ulster champions. Next year at the start of the Ulster Championship, we're Ulster champions, we're defending champions. It's a different mindset. We came into this championship trying to win one game, and then you're going to next year as defending champions. And for a young team, I think that'll be very, very, very important. So it's the only show in town for us at the minute, and it's the only thing we're focused on. And we're not making contingency plans. We're just totally focusing on this game, and we're hoping now that the boys are going to be able to go out and express themselves and show what they're capable of doing, and win the game because they're good enough. And I think that's very, very important as well. It's very important that you go out with a belief in yourself that the reason you're going to be Ulster champions is because you're the best team in Ulster. They have to be thinking that way. And that's where we're at. And I know that they've worked very hard, and I know they're preparing very well, and I know they're very focused. And we just hope that all that will add up to it will equal the Anglo-Celt coming back to Donegal Town. And that's the only thing we're focused on.